Hello everyone. The title of our devotion tonight is Finished. I'd like to read two verses, one from Luke chapter 2 verse 49, and the second one is from John 17:4. This is the Lord speaking. Did you not know that I had to be in my Father's business? And then the second verse, and I have accomplished or finished the work which thou has given to me to do. These words of our Lord were uttered as he died on the cross. He explained victoriously, it is finished. He was so dedicated to doing his heavenly Father's work that he was able to say, I have finished the work which thou gave me to do. After his resurrection and before he went back to heaven, the Lord gave his marching orders, first to the disciples and then to his church, to go to the world and preach the gospel. This is our work now, and we are commissioned to do it. Granted, we will encounter difficulties, adversaries, and mockers. But, by the grace of God, we will strive and continue what the disciples started over 2,000 years ago and was spread by the millions of saints throughout the years and until the Lord comes. This is our work. And we are called to do it. Someone wrote this encouraging short poem. I don't know who, but I'll read it to you. He says, better to strive and climb and never reach the goal than to drift along with time, an aimless, worthless soul. Better to climb and fall, or so, though the yield be small, than to throw away day after day and never strive at all. Paul, in his letters to the Romans, he tells them to strive together with him. That's in Romans chapter 15. Christians, God's work needs us. The Lord needs our hands. We cannot be idle. Remember, we're not alone. In 2 Corinthians 6:1, we read, working together with him, meaning the Lord. Remember, we are not alone. We should be thanking God every morning that we have something to do, which must be done. Sometimes we don't like it, sometimes we do, but we should do it with all our hearts, because it will breed in us self-control, diligence, contentment, self-satisfaction, obedience, and many other virtues which the idle never experience. This should encourage us to work in whatever duty is assigned to us and finish the assignment. Why? Because our reward comes not from man, but from the Lord himself. And on that day, when we stand before him, we shall receive our rewards. With this in view, how should we work in the Lord's church? Should we do it in a slothful way, or give it our full efforts to seriously execute it instead of leaving it till the last minute, then come out with many excuses with why it was not done? The Bible clearly says in Proverbs 18:9, he who is slothful or slack in his work is brother to him who destroys. We have work to do, and the work is the work of the Lord, and it should be given the priority in our lives. We should be working to promote the good news all the time. The Lord said in John 5:17, "My Father is working until now, and I myself am working." Shall we sit and stay idle? Friends, if the Father and His Son are working, how shall we then respond? Our Lord never took off from working while He was with us. He was always ready to work. He never denied anybody His miraculous blessings. Christians, we are living in the last days. May the Lord help us to find our place in the Church of God, take our responsibilities, and hold on to it. Embrace your work and do it, and put everything you've got into it. This is not the time to leave the challenge to others. See what you can do and do it. Please listen to what Paul writes in Philippians 3:14. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. There's a prize. And this prize is waiting for every believer who is consistently working in the Lord's field. And I pray on that day when we stand before Him, we will hear Him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your master." With all my heart, I pray that every member in the Church of God will have a responsibility and do it right. Amen. Until next time, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you.